Blog Talk Radio.
Scene. Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. Thank you for listening again to Teen Scene Radio. Teen Scene Radio! Visit us online at facebook.com/Teen Scene Radio and or email us at teenscenedream@gmail.com. It's such a pleasure to have you all again listening to Teen Scene Radio. We've had some incredible events since the previous Teen Scene Radio show. This evening, we're going to keep the show brief to 15 minutes. I remember our previous show, I think we were scheduled for 15 minutes. We end up in a 30-minute slot. And I was almost done with the show when the computer does its...
Hey, it's been 30 minutes.
...thing. Obviously, we were scheduled for 30 minutes. We would have been able to talk for another 15 minutes or so. However, hello, ladies and gentlemen. I am thankful to have been graced with the ability to continue operating the club and continue expanding the club. The Success Club family had very few updates on the site this week, however, since the previous show. However, we've had some tremendous progress. I'm going to wait for another week or so, maybe before I mention any of the progress you all can look forward to having access to. Wait a little bit more before I actually speak about what it is we're doing. I look forward to some incredible programs for you in the club scene. So another week of school, huh? How about that? You ever been sitting around thinking all other things you could do other than go to school? I mean, look at all these other things I can do other than going to school. Harold, why wouldn't you say going to school is the best option? Because really, what else is there to do other than go to school? It's like work. What else is there to do other than go to work? Huh? Other than going to the office? Huh? Whether you're a boss or employee, an employer or an employee, because all of us aren't employees, some of us are employers. And while some of us are employers, some of us are employees. Regardless of what degree in success you're having, we all have different duties. Why wouldn't you say that whether you're a student or an instructor or a professor, I mean, what else would we have been doing? Think about it. I mean, you become a student so that one day you can become an instructor. You think about it, instructional institutions generally create instructors. Some jobs don't require education from a formidable school because they're not making instructors or professors. They're making employees that work so they can generate income. Schools generally generate their own employees so that they can facilitate the process of educating students later who will become professors. Come on now. It's like family. You raise your children, you teach your children family values so that they can live within the family according to the way that the family generally evolves, if in fact the family has provided that information to the parent. Some families have been so far removed from their original roots that they may or may not have all the information as to how you're supposed to raise your children or what to do when raising children. Like some of us, huh? How many of us have been removed from our formal ancestral environments? And this is not a discriminatory conversation. This applies to Africans. This applies to Europeans. How many Europeans have never been to Europe? Come on. Listen. How many people came from another territory, another region, another country, yet have never been to that country? Okay? Now listen, ladies and gentlemen. This is the really important one right here. How many human beings and or beings walking on the Earth's surface have never been to the planet that they actually came from? How many races and beings live on the surface and blend in with the general population, have no idea that they are not from this planet at all? Now, we always have thought about Africans, you know, and slavery. How many people knew slavery really didn't exist necessarily per se? Arnold Schwarzenegger wasn't a real Terminator, some say. Why would you say in some of these history books and some of these movies, those weren't real slaves either? Why would you say that a lot of these guys that came from Nigeria, nigger, and say Nigeria, you know, in Spanish, night, like the night, the darker night, blackness. What, how's it spell, huh? I don't think that, do they actually say nigger, like Niger, nigger, N-I-G-R? N-I-G-G-R, that says night in Spanish. See, when you got a lot of Spanish people in a country that are also Indians, that are trying to tell another race and being from another sector of the galaxy that we also come from the night. If you seek my regard, wait until the night and then look into the sky and the star map that I have provided within your DNA and your molecular makeup, your mind, the seven chakras, the connection, the astrological connection within your extrasensory perception will awaken, and you will have been guided to where you are from. Hey, on some of these planets, like the Earth's core, it says it's round. Why wouldn't you say some of these Earth cores, some of these planets' cores are circular, some are square? Like the AllSpark and Transformer that copies everything that comes near it, including being. You ever seen a being shapeshift right in front of your eyes? Huh? No, that didn't really exist, did it? Okay, well, some of you haven't seen that, obviously. There are many things some of you have never been exposed to, like transporting to another planet.
Huh? Now, how about this for education for the teen singing radio? How about the federal system is a very small percentage of the population of beings that have been exposed to the planetary surface? And there are other planets where the surface of the planets are not crust like the Earth. In some planets, they're ice with a subterranean ocean, actual water underneath the icy surface where beings live. Come on, ask somebody if you didn't have that information. Go to NASA and say, where are the records of the hundreds of planets in this solar system? Give me a star map of the dwarf planets. Give me a star map of the living planets, the planets with gaseous atmospheres, that have atmospheres that are much more formidable to elongated living for the human being and or the beings that are living on the surface of the planet, Earth. Living on a planet's surface was said to have been limited to a certain amount in exposure, similar to having an air tank underwater. However, if human beings, when separated from the umbilical cord, were not necessarily able to formally generate eustachian tubes that allow for breathing underwater, maybe they never learned how to live in the environment that they came from. Fish have gills. Y'all ever heard of frogmen? Yo, military is good for actually living correctly, actually, believe it or not. However, they're also good at protecting those beings that live correctly with all the force that they have, even if it's spiritual. They're not necessarily physical. So, frogmen, see, there's the primary frogman, then there's secondary frogman. Okay? Let's get this straight, because there's a primary and secondary something and everything. The primary frogman is the frogman that was born with eustachian tubes that are very similar to gills that allow him to break down the oxygen compounds in the water and breathe without surfacing. While the secondary frogman is a frogman that was trained, you know, how to breathe underwater for a couple minutes and then surface or use air, find air, you know. The frogman is just faking it till he's making it. Robert Dean. When a primary frogman, even though, you know, they're good. Y'all, some of y'all frogmen good. The primary frogman look at you and say, man, you was separated from your umbilical cord within 30 seconds from the moment you exited the womb. I can tell. Because your eustachian tubes development wasn't as extensive as it should have been, because at the very last minute of the transfer into this dimension, at 99.9%, you were truncated from your physical generation reproducing network, which was the womb and the umbilical cord. It's like transferring a file. When you're coming in from another dimension, when you're coming in from another galaxy, when you're being born into this particular experience from another experience in spiritual existence, it behooves us to give natural birth so that we can transfer our physical being and all that goes with it 100%. So medical association dissertation didn't tell you everything. Medical association is a secondary association in many instances, however, founded on primary properties, primary values. it became secondary when people had no idea what to do with the system because they weren't the original people that installed the system. The Egyptians had a system that was very, very effective before that particular society departed the planetary surface, pushed on to a better place, living up there in the sky. Up there in the sky. Okay? Well, we're in the 16 minutes here. So I'm going to go ahead and close the show in the next couple minutes. Listen, family. There is a primary education, and then there is a secondary education. Generally, the education you receive in any incorporated organization, institution, and or university, generally, if it has anything to do with books and or transferring information, even though some of these institutions give very good information, it's secondary. If it requires a third party to give you information that you should have already had from birth. Okay, and generally those organizations are installed by people who are responsible for the lack of information because of organizations that they put in place and the effects that those organizations have on other people, like some of ourselves. Does that make sense? So medical organizations would generally, and some of these other families that may have affected some of our families and some of your families, some of their families, some of install institutions, like educational institutions, to give back information that belongs to you in the first place, that was absorbed into their families and their organizations along the way. Primarily due to, you know, maybe some things that they may or shouldn't have been doing. I don't know. Maybe they got a little bit ahead of themselves or ahead of other families. However, the clubs that we're designing and generating, working within, the organizations that we're working with, are all designed to assist us in living, pushing forward, expanding our horizons. Some of us will make it to other planets perpetually. Some of us will live perpetually. Some of us will find our way to those planets that have environments that are 90% less taxing than the surface of the planet, Earth. So 100 years here on some of these other planets is 1,000 years because these other planets do not require the arduous physical experience that is required here on this planet. Our bodies, when they're more in tune, have the ability of doing more. It's just like food. When you eat food, food requires energy when it's processed through the body, through the intestines, through the digestive system. Whenever you eat, each food session, whenever you eat, it requires additional energy, additional, the less you eat, the longer your body lives. Your body's processing less. It's just like a car, tune-ups. The more you drive a car, the more attention the car needs. The less you use the body, the longer it lives. You ever had something that you kept in the box and didn't use, you pull out 3 or 4 years later before you use it, and it's brand new? Or some people have us that you use every day, all day. Requires in this particular atmosphere, more use, more breathing. I mean, there are places where you barely have to breathe. You can take one breath, have enough oxygen for the day, the week. Teen Scene Radio. Visit us online, family, at teenscenedream@gmail.com and or facebook.com/teenscenedradio. Continue your education, because there's information that we need that will allow us to continue living, which is a definite goal. The reason we exist is because there is a plan for us. There's a prime directive for each being, a mission, something you are to accomplish while living. Live on, family. Teen Scene Radio. TeenScenedream@gmail.com. Visit us online at facebook.com/TeenScenedRadio. Teen Scene Radio! Submit your information for favorite person, favorite club, favorite Facebook page at teenscenedream@gmail.com. And or if you'd like to hear a topic on Teen Scene Radio, feel free to submit your topic and instruction for Teen Scene Radio at facebook.com/teenscenedradio. Also, call into our show at our very near future, at our call-in number, which will be provided during the shows. Have an incredible evening, family. Remember, you are Teen Scene Radio Fuel.